Okay.
Oh.
Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. Mem Vav, we want to wish a happy birthday to our longtime member, Mutti Schiffer, and we'll learn the Daf in his honor. We're on the second line on the top, Chutz Min Hadam. The Mishnah had said that you're not chayiv if you eat dam, besides the fact that you're chayiv for eating dam, which is an avira, but you're not chayiv on dam because of noser or because of tumah. Okay, if dam is left over and you eat that, that's not noser. If you're tumah and you eat this dam, you don't get the avira of eating kachim when you're tumah. Why? Dam doesn't have those principles. Why not? Here we go. Menahani mili. How do you know that? It's basically psukim. Amar ula.
Where am I?
Amar ula. Amar kra. Bani nasati lachem. Shalachem yehej. This is the pasuk in Vayikra. The Vayikra Yudzayin that says, it says ki nefesh b'habasar b'dam ki bani nasati lachem. Right? Which means shalachem yehej. Okay? Now, as Rashi points out, this has nothing to do with noser and pigle. At the end of the page, we're going to get to what this is doing here. We're going to read the Rashi inside in a minute, because it's a key Rashi. So first, Ula says, there's a pasuk about, Bani Natsati V'lachem, Shalachem Yehei. The Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, it's over there, the same pasuk, it's actually the same pasuk, L'chaper, which I guess they say is extra, L'chapara Natsativ, V'lo L'me'ila. I gave you that, Dam is a kapara, not me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, same pasuk. Who? Which means, who, lifnei kapara, kila acher kapara. The din of, right, it says, hadam hu, benefesh yechaper.
One second. Okay.
Dam hu anefesh, where is it? Dam hu anefesh yechaper. Hu means, lifnei kapara. Kila achar kapara. Ma achar kapara. Ein bo me'ila. Just like after the kapara. There is no more me'ila. Why is there no more me'ila? Because it's not a carbon anymore. There's no me'ila after the carbon's been brought already. So too, as lifnei kapara, ein bo din me'ila. Right? After, so therefore before also there's no me'ila. All three of these limudim were about dam and me'ila. Nothing to do with noser, pigle, or tame. Well, the Mishnah didn't even mention pigle. We're going to get the Gemara's going to address that also. So, look at now the Gemara's going to say, wait a minute. Ema, now we're going to get into the whole tangent now until we get back to our point about that if you eat dam is no sir, that's not no sir. Why? Because dam is not considered basar to make you chayav no sir. But we're going to get up on a tangent now. What did we just say? We just said that the limud of who is that just like there's no me'ila after kapara, there's no me'ila before kapara. Says the Gemara, maybe it's the other way around. Aim with the other way around. La'acha kapara, kilifnei kapara. Ma, lifnei kapara, yesh bo me'ila. Just like before kapara, there's a me'ila. Af, la'acha kapara, yesh bo me'ila. So there's me'ila even after the kapara. Okay? Why not? Answer the Gemara. Answer is no. Aim l'chadava she'enah says mitzvasa u'molim bo. There's no such thing. Where after you did the mitzvah, still me'ila floating around. No such thing like that. And the Gemara can say, there's no such thing, but there are things. And now we're going to go into a whole tangent about that. So let's go to the Rashi of Amar Ula, Amar Kra. Now there are three people here. Ula, Devei Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, who all made a different drasha from this same pasuk. So Rashi says, Ha de Ula, this pasuk, Lav hacha itmar. This is not even learned here. This has nothing to do with this Masechta. It has nothing to do with Dam. It has nothing to do with Noser and Pigle. Ella, Gabi Me'ila Itmar. This whole thing is about Me'ila. The Masechta's Me'ila. Diktani, Ein Malin Bedamim. There is no Me'ila with Dam. Why not? The answer is, because it's learned out of a pasuk. There's no Me'ila with Dam. V'hach ha'chi kamar. Menahani Mili Dimas Nisan. How do you know the din of our Mishnah? That what? That there's no Noser by Dam. There's no Tumah by Dam. We're going to see there's no piggle by Dam. That's for a different reason. But right? How do you know that? Amar Ula, Gabi Me'ila, because by Me'ila, Amar Kra, Lachem, Betana Devei Rishmael, Lechaper, get a different word. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, who? Umaskana plus a cry. And we're going to say, well, I need three psukim to tell me the same thing. Why don't I need three miyutim, three words to tell me the same thing? The answer is, they're telling me other things. Chad lima'ute minoser. One tells me there's no such thing as dam, noser by dam. The chad lima'ute mi'ila. One to exclude mi'ila. It's in the sense of mi'ila. The chad lima'ute mi'tuma. And one's going to exclude me from tuma. Right? And we're going to have another debate. Which tuma? Tuma of you, your tuma, and you eat the dam, or the dam's tuma and you eat it. We're going to see it's a machloka. Yeah, there's no pigle by dam. What? We're gonna see it on the base. Who's tummy? You or the dam? No. If I have, while I'm doing the zrika, I have a machshava to eat the carbon later at the wrong place at the wrong time, that's pigle. But we're gonna see it on the base. If I have a machshava about the dam itself, something like that. That's not pigle, because dam itself is a matir. We said that the only time you have pigle is when the avoda is a matir for something else. This zrika allows me to eat it. This zrika allows me to burn the fat. Then there's an avoda of pigle. Dam itself is a matir. Dam is the matir. That's what we said, you chayav anyway if you're drinking dam. That's a separate issue. That no one disputes that. That's a pasuk in the Torah. You're not allowed to eat dam. Is there additional avoid here that you're getting? Giving you more malchus, dosa, or tuma? The answer is no. By dam, there's nothing else. Just you're not allowed to eat dam, which has nothing to do with kavana. Right? If you go to a store and you stick a hole in a dog and take the dam out, you're not allowed to drink that. Right? No matter what. Okay. Below, there's no such thing as having the ila after the avodah's been done. That's what we said. After the avodah is done, there's no such thing as me'ila. Why? Because everything turns into chulin. It all good. Everything turns into chulin. There's no such thing anymore. It's not true. Bahare trumas hadeshen. What about trumas hadeshen? What's trumas hadeshen? Look at this Rashi. Fascinating Rashi. Trumas hadeshen. B'chol yom. You see where I am? Trumas hadeshen. B'chol yom. B'chol yom. It's like a little further down where we are. B'chol yom. Every day. Chote b'machte. They would take with a shovel, like if anyone's been to the Machon HaMikdash, they have a big shovel. It's not a shovel for the snow. It's a big, big shovel. It's like a pizza shovel almost, right? A big shovel, and they would take that shovel, v'torim et hadeshen, take a little bit of the deshen. The deshen is the ashes that have been burning the whole night. They would burn things from the morning. They would take these ashes, mole machte, a shovel full, mimena, v'nosein b'mizracho shel kevesh, put it on the eastern side of the ramp, kidichsiv, v'samo, you'll put it there, mashma, sham ginizato. Says Rashi, mashma, that's where it will get buried. And by the way, says Rashi, v'sham nivla b'mkomo, and it would get swallowed up into the ground. Okay? One of the miracles happen every day. They would take those ashes. I know, it's not, right? What's going on here? They would take the ashes every day. This is part of the avodah. Put them on the side. We're cleaning out the bath. We're getting the bath ready for the day. So the first thing you got to do is clean out the junk from last night. So every morning they would do that. Put on the side of the mizbeah. Somehow it would get swallowed into the earth. So there's a pile there of dirt, right? All of a sudden it's gone. How long did it sit there before it got gone? I don't know. But says Rashi, so Alma, what do you see from here? Asher Bahana. How do you make that jump? What are we doing? Why are we talking about this? Because we said, once you do an avodah, there can't be mi'ila anymore. It's already done. So once you did the avodah, what are you talking about? What about Trumas Hadeshen? Right? You did the avodah. It says Rashi, it's still Asar Bahana. Why? I don't know. I tried to find it. Must be, because the fact that it gets swallowed up is still part of the avodah. So if you play with it before it gets swallowed up, you're going to be chayav mi'ila. The problem with that is, then the avodah is not finished. We're trying to find an example where the avodah is finished and you're still not allowed to touch it. We're going to have another one now. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to wear four white begadim. Right? When he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he would change out from from his big days of, and wear four white begadim. The Gemara is going to say, once Yom Kippur was over, those begadim became awesome. That's an example of that avodah done. No, those are the regular of big day kahuna that got worn out. But from the Yom Kippur, from the Kohen Gadol, those who can't, that's a good example. That avodah is over, Yom Kippur is over, nobody can touch them anymore. Aye, somebody can fit into them, right? Kohen Hedyot, the same thing, it's Kohen Hedyot. No, can't be touched. Excuse me, my focus, but according to it, it can't be touched. I'm not sure what this Truma session, I'm not exactly sure. What does that mean? I mean, does the Rambam, the rationalist, hold that the session got swallowed up into the earth every day, into the ground? What? Which principle? There are 10 miracles, right. 10 miracles. Right. And he can't deny the fact there are miracles. Right. What? He does believe in them, but you know, not to the extent, like, there are sometimes the Torah will say, the Rashi, for example, will say something that not all Rishonim would agree to that. Right, like, I'll give you an example. Rivka, when Eliezer comes to meet Rivka for the first time, Rashi says the water rose up to meet Rivka. Not every Rishon has to agree to that miracle. It's not in the Torah. It's, you know, it's a little bit of a rare, one of these rare types of miracles. Not everyone has to hold in that miracle. The splitting of the Red Sea, everyone holds in that miracle. You know what I'm saying? There's miracles and there's miracles. So, what's the source of this miracle? I would love to know. I have to do more research. What's the source of this miracle? But whatever it is, Rashi said, you see from here, the Asr Bahana. So this is an example of, the Avodah's done already. I already did it. I'm still Asr Bahana. So what do you see? It's not so true that once you finish an Avodah, there's no Asr Bahana. Not so true. So the Gemara answers, so you know why? Because, to have a Trumas HaDeshem, who big day kuhuna, of Yom Kippur, Shnei Suvim Haba'an Ke'echad. There are two sources that tell me that I'm not allowed to do the Avodah. There are two sources that tell me that they remain Asar Bahana. V'chol Shnei Suvim Haba'an Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. Whenever the Torah says something twice, it doesn't apply anywhere else. Why not? What's the reason for this principle? Because if the Torah wanted to tell me that every time a vote is done, it's Asar Bahana, all the Torah has to do is say it one time. One time. The Torah should have said, Shumat HaDeshen, and then I'll know. Every other thing in the world, every other Avodah, even though the Avodah is done, it's still Asar. Torah didn't do that. Torah said only by Shumat HaDeshen and only by Big Dekoda. Why only by two places? Tell me only those two places, nowhere else. You know what? The rule's the rule, but I have to have two exceptions. When the Torah says it one time, it makes a lot of sense. It says Rashi. When the Torah says it one time, then that's how the Torah operates. The Torah operates by, I don't have to say it 50 times, I'll say it one time, and that applies every other time. When the Torah goes out of the Torah to say it twice, why saying it twice? Oh, because only those two places. Only those two places. Therefore, in the rest of the Torah, in the rest of the Avodahs, after the avodah is done, mutabana. Dam. Mutabana. What about Trumas HaDeshen and Bezek Kuna? Those are two exceptions. So the Gemara says, Ha Nicha, L'Rabbanan Da'amri V'Hinicham Sham. That makes sense if you hold to Rabbanan that V'Hinicham Sham means. Malamik. Shetu'ur and Geniza. Those big day kahuna from the Kohen Gadol, from your kippur, the white ones, can never be used again. Elder of Dosa, Da'amar Mutarot. Hey, L'Kohen Hedyot. They're mutter for another Kohen Hedyot. Ubalvad, Shalishtamai's family, Yom Kippur, Macher. No, others say no. You can, another Kohen Hedyot can use them. Just can't use them on another Yom Kippur. That's what it means. But you could use them. So then, Ma'ekel Neymar. What am I going to say now? I only have one source. The Gemara says, we should have a Chumas HaDeshen, the Egla Arufa, Shnei Ksuvim Haba'an Ke'echad. No, because I have Egla Arufa now thrown in here. What's Egla Arufa? We don't know what Egla Arufa is. We kill the animal. It's not a carbon. Because you kill that animal in a valley. So, not a carbon. So it's done. The egg was big. What can I do with that egg now? The answer is nothing. It's also bahana. Another example. So forget big day kahuna, that's my focus. And no one argues an egg la rufa, and v'chol shneksuva bonk echot ein melamdin. Ha nicha laman damar ein melamdin. That makes sense if you hold ein melamdin. El laman damar melamdin, Michael Neymar. How could you possibly hold shneksuva bonk echot ein melamdin? How could you possibly hold that? Didn't we just say that if it's only said it twice, it means so. The Sefer Krisos asked that question, and he gives a very, very dope answer. He says, you know, sometimes the Gemara will say, something that you could learn out of a Kal V'Chomer, Torah will go out of its way to say it anyway. Right? Torah will mekriach itself to say it anyway. Sometimes you could have had two makoros to exclude, but the Torah will go out of its way anyway and allow you to learn different things, even though it says it twice. It's a very big duck against it, because it begs the question, well, why does the Torah do that? Why would the Torah do that? You know, some halachas, some you know, halachas we only know from crazy sources, and then sometimes the Torah, no, the Torah went out of its way anyway. So why? There's no rhyme or reason to that. I'm sure there is a rhyme or reason. Right? There's sure, no, you don't think so? I'm sure there is, but we don't understand the reason, right?
What?
Right. Michael and Neymar. By the way, I always say, you know, you always hear these like schmoozing about how deep the Torah is, and it's so vast, and we don't understand, you know, it's such a deep print, it's so wide and so deep. I always think about that when it comes to Kachem. We've been learning now for 46 days. And for 46 days in, we know nothing. We haven't scratched, right? We haven't scratched the surface. Yeah, we know all these piggle. We don't know the depth. It's so deep. You know what I'm saying? No, you don't agree? I think that applies by Kachem. Excuse me, piggle is not served here. What? Anyway, so the Gemara says, you're right. You know why? You're right. However, three miyutim see me. There are two miyutim that still tell me that this din, that this could be iser after the avodah is over, only apply to these two places. What are they? It says ha'arufa, meaning only the egla arufa. The ksiv sham v'samo. It says v'samo by the Shumas Hadassah. Meaning only this is going to have a problem after it's done. But every other avodah, once the avodah is done, no more me'ila, only these two. Now we started off that. Now we're finished with this whole long tangent. So back to the story. B'tzlasa cry of Adam Lamali. What do I need three makoros for by this time? Three makoros? What do I need? Three p'tukim? Yes. Lebe'ute mi'ila, uminosar, umituma. To exclude all those three. Avol pigle, lotzar of krup. Pigle, I don't even need a pasuk for telling me what. But there's no dam, there's no pigle by dam. Right? Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah 3 days ago, kol sheyesh lo matirin, anything that is a matir, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeah, chayafin lo'av mishum pigle, yichayef pigle. The dam, gupe matihu, dam itself is a matir. So if dam itself is a matir, there could be no pigle, because the matanos of the dam matir other things, either the euchre eat it, the mizbeach to eat it, right? Okay. So dam is not one of the things that you get pickle for. I think so. I think that's what it means. Right. Because right. And then you go ahead and eat it. That's not pickle. You're not allowed to do that. Dam anyway, but it's not pickle. That's called pickle. Right. Right. Whatever you can call whatever you want. To eat the meat 3 days from now. Right. Here, I think you're having, I'm not sure what the machshav is. That's what he's thinking about. We're going to have a similar idea in a few minutes about how a similar idea is going to come up in a few minutes. Yeah. It's all machshava, by the way. It's all in your head. Because Rashi said that. It's machlokas. But even if you say it, even if you verbalize it, so. Right? There's no mice here. Yes. Yeah. What? Right, you're right. Yes. Yeah. It's a very funny thing. Just goes to show you what the... Your mind is your most precious possession, right? No question about that, right? People don't want to hear that, but it's true. Do you all agree? What? Because the consequences of that statement are frightening. That's why. Okay, next. What? Okay, new topic over here. New topic and an old topic. Amar of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says like this. There are three psukim that talk about getting karet when you eat shlomim. Okay? They're all in Vayikra. One's in Perek Chavez, two of them are in Perek Zayin. There's two psukim. First pasuk. You ready for this? Emor aleihem zoras echem. Kol ish, any man. Ashiyakiv mikol zarachem alakachem ashiyakiv b'nei shal Hashem. V'tumaso alav, v'nichrasa hanefesh hahim alifnei Hashem. Okay? Pasuk number one. Okay. Pasuk number two. V'nefesh adachal basam mizev. By the way, that first pasuk didn't mention shlomim. What did it say? It said, Mikol Zarachem Elakonshim Ashak Dishu B'nai Yisrael. Any question? Pasuk number two says, Vanefesh Ashatochal Basar Mizevach Ashlamim. Singles at Shlamim. Asher Lashem. Bitumasa Walav. Vinech was Vanefesh Ahi, you get covered for that. Pasuk number three. Vanefesh Kisiga B'chol Tomei. Anyone who's going to touch Tomei. Bitumas Adam, O Behema, Tomeya, O B'chol Sheket, Tomei. Ba'asar, Mibasar, Zevach, Hashlomim, Asher Lashem, B'nichmer Tahanefesh, Ahim Yameha. You get coverage for that. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosha Kvishos B'shlomim Lama. Why does it have to say three times? Okay? Now listen to this. Echas L'Klal, the Echas L'Prat, one is a Klal, and one is a Prat. Okay? The Echas L'Dvarim She'ein Anechol. One is a klal, one's a prat, and one's to tell you things that are not edible. What's going on here? Look at Rashi. Echaz l'kal, echaz l'prat. Listen to this. Everybody knows this because everybody says it every morning or they hear the chasm say, no one knows what it means. Lidrosh, davar shahaya b'klal. Something was in the klal. What does it mean something was in the klal? The Torah gave a general statement. All kachim, don't go near that when you're tameh, you're going to get karis for that. Then b'yatim in klal. Then the Torah says another pasuk where it singles out shlomim. So if a general rule, all kachim don't have anything to do with tumah, and then another pasuk singles out shlamim. V'yatzim en haklal l'lamed. What it's coming to teach me something. Lo l'lamed al atma yata. It's not coming to teach me something on the prat. El l'lamed al haklal kulo yata. It's coming to teach me a din on the klal. Banefesh hashatocha basar mizevach hashlamim. That's the prat. Hello, shlamim bichlal kol kachim hayu. Shlamim's in the category of kachim. Lama yatsu. So why was it singled out? Lahakish aleihem v'lamalach. Shlamim miyuchadim kachim is beah. Just like shlamim is special. Why is it special? Af kol kachim is beah. Right. So too all kachim is beah. What does that mean? But if it's something like kachay berek habayit, someone donates a chair. And I'm talking about I eat the chair, or someone donates a plate of cookies for the kahanim, and I'm talking about I eat that plate of cookies, that's not curry. Right? So that's why he says two of the three. And the third one is to tell you things that are not edible. Ulrab Shimon, the Amar, the second line now. Ulrab Shimon, the Amar, Dvarim She'ein Nechal, Ein Chayav Alam Shem Tuma. Shimon said yesterday that if it's not edible, there is no curry for that. Lasuye Mai, the why is the third one? To exclude, to tell you about the inner chatzis. Why? Because there's Shimon hole. But there's no pigle, but inner chatzis. So I would have thought, ho, Lomar of Shimon, call She'enu al Mizbeach Achito Kishlamim. Ain't Chayav and Lomar Shim pigle. So the Bishom Tomanami Lomar Chayiv. So I would have thought, maybe, such a Havamina. There's no Chayiv of Kari. On Toma, on the chatzis Hapanini also, Kamash, well, not true. Pigle, I agree. But I don't agree about Tuma. That's why he says it again by Tuma a third time. Very good. Now, we said in the Mishnah, exactly this line was actually not in the Mishnah, but we had that Rashi there. We said that Gaon said there are three places. It says, Nomei Rav Shimon, Nechayev et Shedarko Lechol. Right? Rav Shimon argued on the Tanakhama in the Mishnah and said, you're not Chayev for Tuma on things that are not edible. Okay? And yesterday someone asked me, well, but how could, you asked me, Mati, how could wood, if it's not edible, how could it become tummy? And I said to you, no, you're tummy. No, that's only half true. What? No. I said to you that the person's tummy. The person's tummy. That's only half, what? It's only half true. It's actually machlokas. It's a machlokas now, right? In other words, Rav Shimon said yesterday on Eitim or things that are not edible, things that are not edible, they can't be tumah. So Mati asked yesterday, but how could a wood become tumah? What? Tumah kavul tumah. How could it even happen? How could levona become tumah? It's not food. It's not a kli. So I said to him yesterday, it must be that the person was tumah. The person's tumah, and then he eats the wood. Right, so the Tanakham says Yechaya for that, for eating kachim with bituma, and Rishim says, no, it's not edible. Right? So then we're going to flush that out. Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, it's four people here. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina. Chad mehaizuza, v'chad mehaizuza. So two different, people from all these pairs. Chad amar, machlokes, bitumas basar. The machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim is bitumas basar. Says Rashi, too much butter. Im achlag le'etim ulavona tmeim. How could that be? I don't know. Because Rashi says black and white. If you ate etim or lavona that are tamei, loke mishum lav. You loke for that. Da habasar asheyiga b'chal tamei, b'mar mar, b'habasar yetira, l'rabos etim ulavona. Somehow it's included. Somehow it's included. What? It must be. Abel, Tumas HaGuv, what's Tumas HaGuv? Rashi says, you're Tameh. Says Rashi, Behein Tahorin. The Levon is Tahar. The Divrei HaKol ain't a loka. The slowest Rabbah. Divrei HaKol ain't a loka. If you're Tameh, everybody agrees, even the Tanakhama agrees, there's no malchus for that. The Chad Amar, and the other one says, no. Machlokas kizu, kach machlokas bizu. There's machlokas by you, there's machlokas by the items also. The machlokas is to both. Both. My time, or why? Kivu de Karina Beba Basar Ashiga Bachal Tameh. Karina Beba Tumasa Wallah. Why? Because the Pasuk. Right? If you're Tameh, or the things are Tameh, it doesn't make a difference. According to Tanakama, you got Malchus for that. According to Rav Shimon, you don't. You know why? Because it's not edible. Tivyume Masni Haki, Rav Kahana Masni Haki. We're going to say the exact same thing, just different people. Chad Mehaizuza, Chad Mehaizuza, Asefa. On the Seifa. What's the Seifa? On the Seifa, that like this. Chad Amar, Machlokes, Tumas HaGuf. The Machlokes is on your Tameh. Abel, Machlokes, Basar. But if the things are Tameh, Divrei HaKol Loke. That even if Shimon would agree to Gamalka. If the instant became tameh, and you ate that, then Rav Shimon, this is the second version, Rav Shimon would agree you tameh for that. Why? Because why? You ate tumah. It's not edible. Doesn't make a difference. When does he say you're not edible? It helped you. That's only if you're tameh. The Chad Amar, no, machlokas pizu, kach machlokas pizu. Amar Rava, so Rava said, Mistabra, it makes a lot of sense, kimanda Amar, machlokas pizu, kach machlokas pizu. It makes a lot of sense to say they're arguing on both. Why? My time of wife, given the low Karina Bay, Tumaso Olav and Nichrasa, right? A low Karina Bay, Babasar Shiga, but Bechal Tame Lo Yochal. It makes a lot of sense that Rav Shimon holds that both of them are a machlokas, and you're not high for both. Why? Because the reason he excludes the you is the same reason why he would exclude the item. Why? Because the violence is not edible. Why should it make a difference if it's you or the item? What's the difference? It's not edible. If that wood is not edible, so what's the difference if you're Tomei? If you're Tomei, he says it's no ma. Why? Because the item's not edible. What's the difference if the item is Tomei? What's the difference? He says, remember, it doesn't make any sense. Right? If it's not edible, it's not edible. Yeah, but doesn't there a member that says that the word basar includes etzim and lavona in Tuma? The one says, yes. Lipsul of alma. Yeah. It becomes puzzle if it becomes Tomei. But you don't get machis if you eat it. Right, it's not edible, 100%. We don't get malchus if you eat it. Okay. What? I don't know. What? What did you say? Yeah. Next. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to say, there are six things you have to have kavana for when you are bringing a carbon. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nidvach. There are six things you have to have in mind when you bring a carbon. Some of these six, I don't know what they are. One, l'shem zevach. for the proper carbon. L'shem zobeach, for the proper person. L'shem Hashem, for God. L'shem ishim, that it should be l'shem a fire. That means it should, what's supposed to get, I think this means, what's supposed to get burnt, should get burnt. Number five, l'shem reach. That's what that means. The mizbeach should have a nice reach. And l'shem hanichoach, that it should be a nice reach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is that different than l'shem Hashem? Not sure. And v'chatos v'asham, if it's a chatos or an asham, l'shem chet. You just have to know what chet you're bringing it for. The guy has to know. The kohen has to tell the kohen. Amar Rav Yosi, ah, mi shelo haya belivo l'shem echad mikol elu, even if you're missing one of these kavanas, kosher. It's kosher. You know why? Shehu t'nai bezdin. It's a t'nai bezdin. She'ein machshava holeches el acher ha'oved. That what does that mean? She'ein machshava holeches el acher ha'oved. What does that mean? The intent is determined only by the one who performs the avoda, meaning the kohen. As Rashi says, yeah. Oh, that's what Rabbi Yossi says. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Shu tonight bezdin sheishchot stam. They made up a rule, guys. Just do it stam. Don't have any kavanas. Why? Because they read a parakama. Hisnu bezdin shelo lema l'shmo dilma asi lema shelo l'shmo. Once you start with the kavanas, you're only going to make a mistake. So just do it stam. Now she'ein machshav olechet achav tilka iha v'shelo l'shmo af agav de bailam amru l'shmo. Lav midihu, that's nothing. Why? The lav bididhu tal yimilta, it's not dependent on the Baal. The chsiv ma makriv oto lo yichas. It only goes by the makriv, by the guy who's bringing it. You can have all the, you're sitting on the sideline. You're on the sideline. You're on the sideline. All the kahanim were instructed, just have simple, ordinary machshavas. I'm doing this because this is my job in life, I'm a kohen, here I am. Once you start with all the machshavas, you're only going to make mistakes. Okay, but in theory, it's amazing. Was it Bidi Eved? What? What? That's what it seems like. It seems like these are the six kavanas. Look at the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ola L'Shem Ola. When you bring an Ola, have in mind for an Ola. La Fuke L'Sh... Yeah, by the Kohen. That's a different person. Different person said, listen, once you started with these machshavas, it's going to only make problems. Don't have all these machshavas. Just have stam machshavas. Stam. Here I am, I'm doing my job. I'm a Jew, I'm a Kohen, I'm doing my job. I know, I'm not sure what that meant. What? No, the Kohen's thinking, I'm bringing this one for Reuven. I'm not bringing it for Shimon. Shimon's next, but this one's Reuven. Don't mix them up. So that's all it means. Don't mix them up. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ola L'Shem Ola. When I bring in Ola, La Fuke, not L'Shem Shalom, Delo. Ishe L'Shem Ishim, La Shuke Kivava Delo. And that, don't have the Kavana, I'm going to make a great barbecue. I'm going to put the things up on the Mizbeach. It's going to be geschmack. No, that's the wrong kavana. That's not why you're doing it. Reach, reach, l'shem reach, lafuke evarim shetzlon behel and delo. Similar idea. Don't bring them up there to make a great aroma. It smells great, wonderful. Then I'll take them down. That's not the right kavana. Devaru do marav evarim shetzlon behelam ein behem yishem reach, nicho, reach. Right? If you do that, if you bring put the meat up on the Mizbeach just to make a great aroma in town, and everyone smells geschmack, right? When everyone has a barbecue, your neighbor has a barbecue, you smell it. That's what I'm doing it for, and then I'll take them down. That's a mistake. That's not the reason. And last one, we'll stop. Nichoach, l'shem hanachas ruach l'shem. Nichoach is l'shem nachas ruach, to make a good nachas ruach. I'm not sure what that means. And l'shem is l'shem misha amar v'hayo olam. Hashem is for Hashem, that we all know what that means. Hashem is for Hashem. No other reason. not a Avodah Zarah, not just to make a good show, I don't know, whatever come up.
What?
Right. Right. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up here tomorrow. Tomorrow we start Ezra McComan. New paragraph.